Have you ever wondered why you keep making the same financial mistakes despite knowing better? The answer lies deep in your unconscious mind. Your relationship with money isn't rational. It's driven by powerful money scripts formed during childhood from messages received from parents and emotional experiences. These scripts operate silently yet dictate your financial decisions with remarkable power. When money played a role in painful childhood events, your primitive brain created protective associations that may actually harm your financial health today. What makes these scripts so dangerous is that they're partial truths. They may work in specific contexts, but become problematic when applied universally. Even seemingly minor childhood incidents can create lasting money scripts if they carried strong emotional weight. Certain money scripts consistently lead to financial distress. More money will make things better creates a moving target of happiness that's never reached. Money is bad leads people to unconsciously sabotage their financial progress. I don't deserve money often afflicts inheritance recipients who quickly deplete their windfall. I deserve to spend money justifies depleting savings for unnecessary purchases. There will never be enough money creates constant anxiety despite financial success. There will always be enough money reflects blind trust that needs will be met regardless of actions. Money is unimportant justifies poor planning. Money will give my life meaning drives success at tremendous personal cost. It's not nice to talk about money maintains a powerful taboo that prevents financial education. If you're good, the universe will provide, eliminates perceived need for planning. We all inhabit financial neighborhoods with perceived wealth boundaries. Your money scripts create self-imposed comfort zones that determine where you fall on the wealth spectrum. Financial success typically remains limited to these boundaries. You won't exceed the success of the wealthiest people you know intimately. Approaching either boundary triggers increasing guilt, shame, and stress. When wealth increases suddenly or gradually beyond your comfort zone, anxiety drives self-sabotaging behaviors to restore equilibrium, even when financially detrimental. You'll unconsciously make decisions to reduce exposure to that uncomfortable top boundary, perhaps investing poorly, spending extravagantly, or giving away money. Anything to return to your familiar zone. Even those with financial wealth can remain poor in spirit due to destructive money scripts. Many financially comfortable people live in constant stress, fearful of loss, obsessed with accumulating more, or ashamed of having too much. Extreme underspending can be as destructive as overspending. Unlike conscious thrift, underspending is stinginess rooted in fear or guilt. Leonard, with nearly $2 million saved, still lives with carpet he's hated for decades, buys expired groceries, and denies himself simple pleasures. Workaholism represents another form of spiritual poverty. Paul learned from his father that a man shows love through financial provision. Despite claiming family as his priority, Paul's life revolves around work. Though society rewards this behavior, it destroys relationships and contradicts research showing money beyond $50,000 annually doesn't significantly increase happiness. Transforming deeply ingrained beliefs requires a structured approach. First, face your fear by accepting responsibility for your financial situation rather than blaming external circumstances. Second, visit your past by writing your money story, focusing on your earliest money experiences and the emotions they generated. Money grievances, experiences where you felt wronged around money, can create anxiety that persists into adulthood. Third, understand your present by recognizing how your money scripts block your ability to process contradictory information. Create healthy money mantras through a process that links problematic situations to more accurate statements based on current reality. Research shows repeatedly practicing such mantras can actually alter brain structure, creating new neural pathways. Fourth, envision your future by imagining what you'd regret not doing if your life ended soon. Finally, transform your life by identifying changes you're ready to make to incorporate what matters most. Money disagreements often stem from colliding money scripts formed in childhood. Couples typically face clashes between different scripts inherited from their families of origin. Ironically, couples often unconsciously seek partners with complementary money scripts, spenders with savers, the financially disorganized with detail-oriented partners, creating both balance and inevitable disagreements. Financial infidelity, lying about or hiding financial behavior, damages trust just as severely as other forms of betrayal. Creating a trusting financial relationship follows the safe plan. Speak your truth honestly, accept responsibility for your part in conflicts, agree to a joint money plan that makes both partners feel like winners, and follow the agreement with genuine commitment. Beyond addressing conflicts, couples must share dreams and goals through regular discussions about aspirations and financial visions. The most powerful way to teach children healthy money behavior is modeling it yourself. Children learn more from watching your actions than hearing your words. Our culture promotes destructive financial messages through media glorifying extravagance despite widespread debt. Parents must counteract these harmful influences by actively teaching children about money, a crucial life skill. Like a butterfly that must struggle to emerge from its cocoon to develop strength, children need to experience the natural consequences of their financial decisions. Parents who rescue children from discomfort associated with poor choices stunt their growth. Effective approaches include talking openly about money, allowing children to make their own financial decisions and mistakes, providing incentives like matching savings contributions, planning for the future, living below your means, and setting conscious financial goals as a family. Creating a different financial life requires courage more than knowledge. When changing your financial behaviors, friends and family may feel uncomfortable with your new path, requiring persistence to sustain your journey. To transform money mindsets into action, first, believe you deserve wealth. Your thoughts define your reality. Second, set outrageous goals beyond what seems reasonable. Limiting yourself to realistic goals ensures mediocrity. Third, pursue what genuinely excites you, not what others think you should want. Fourth, write down your goals. The physical act creates commitment and clarity. Fifth, visualize yourself taking necessary steps, not just enjoying results. Sixth, break larger goals into manageable steps while keeping the primary goal in mind. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people and build a financial team. Remember that your financial situation reflects your deepest beliefs about money and your place in the world. By rewiring these beliefs, you rewire your brain not just for financial prosperity, but for a rich, balanced life aligned with your authentic values.